This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes the strange things people hear don't feel threatening, but sometimes they sound almost concerned, like someone noticing something that you missed.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You can call it in. Just call 855-853-4802. Write it down if you want. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Be a premium subscriber if you'd like. No commercials, access to the archive and advance episodes. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. I'm going to try to get through this episode without sneezing. Kathy's going to try to get through without coughing. We're going to see how this goes.
We'll see how it goes today. Yes.
I promise in advance I will go back and edit out all of the times we have to blow our noses. I can clean that all up. But I wanted to tell you, the other night I had a weird thing happen. I'm sound asleep in bed.
Okay.
Sound asleep, middle of the night. I still don't know what I heard. It wasn't exactly a crashing, but it sounded like it was right outside my bedroom window to the point I didn't even want to look outside, because I didn't know what I was going to see. And it was kind of like a crashing sound, but not quite a crashing sound. And I'm like, maybe my neighbor was up in the middle of the night and he dropped something outside between our houses. I don't know.
But like, how extensive? Like, are we talking, it sounded like something crashed, like somebody dropped a bottle on pavement?
It was weird.
Or like a car ran into a fence. Like
neither of those things really. It sounded like, I can't even describe it. As I'm laying there in bed, I'm like, I don't know what I just heard. I have no idea what that was. But it was like a crash, 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 crash. It went on for probably a couple seconds. It wasn't just boom, done.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah. And I was terrified. Like, the one who, when I heard people talking that one night, who I still don't know, I'm going to assume was my neighbor. But I jumped out of bed to, like, I got to figure out what this is. The other night, I was not going to get out of bed. I'm like, I do not know what the hell that was. I thought somebody was trying to break into my house, maybe.
Okay. What time was this about?
3-4 in the morning.
Okay. So way late. Not like you would think your neighbors are up and around.
Yeah. But maybe they were. They had some company that night. It was Saturday night. They had some company when I got home, like at 11. So I don't know if they were up partying or something, but I sure didn't hear them. And
weird.
I just heard this crash sound. And I was
and then
like,
you didn't hear any voices with them or anything.
No,
because to me, that's the weird thing. When I hear something like that and nobody goes, oh, shit, you know, or God damn, or, you know, like,
yeah,
that you can tell people drop something. Like, they would say something.
Yeah, I think
if
you
there
would,
was,
it would be shit. Like,
yeah,
because whatever it would have been would have made a mess. And it sounded like it was right next to my bedroom, and
which is weird because that's, cause
I don't know, what would you say from my bedroom to the fence? 20 feet, 25 feet. I don't know.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but let's say 20.
Yeah, let's say 20. And then there's a sidewalk after that, and then it's Caesar's house. So I don't know. It was really strange. But I was terrified that someone was going to get at my house. Now, Benji didn't move, but my cat jumped big. Benji, I think, well, I might have given him medication that night.
I was going to say, was Benji medicated? Because yeah, sometimes he is when you're worried about a storm coming through.
So we had storms the other night, and it might have been that same night. That might have been why he didn't wake up, really. But
it didn't sound like a storm. Like,
oh, no. It wasn't
nothing
thunder.
Like that. Okay.
And at first, I tried to explain it to myself as that was a hypnagogic, whatever the hallucination is. And hypnopompic or hypnagogic. I don't remember which one's which. But I'm like, whatever it was, that's what woke me up. It was like, I am totally sound asleep. And then it was like, holy shit, what is that?
Somebody's see, that's what I think too. House. Like, you know, I get that you could be in the weird, you know, hallucinogenic state or whatever. But when something just wakes you up and then you're wide awake and your heart is beating and you're looking all around trying to find it, I don't think that's a hallucination.
Yeah.
Something external happened and it woke you.
Yeah, because you know. I thought the only thing I could think of was someone was trying to get into my house. And
see,
that's
when
a
I had the knocking
feeling.
See, like when I had the knocking on the door thing, like it just would wake me up. And I'd be sound asleep. And then all of a sudden, boom, holy crap, somebody just knocked on the door.
And then the next night you can't fall asleep because it's like whatever that was last night. Holy shit, I don't want that to happen again tonight.
And it did. Well, it didn't. It kind of happened like once a week or so. And now it hasn't happened again.
Oh, good.
For a while. But I'm telling you, that is really strange. You know, I wonder if you might mention it to your neighbor just out of the blue and say, the other night, like or early morning, I heard a weird crashing and it seemed like it was between our houses. Did anything happen?
Yeah, I could.
I would mention it cause just for my peace of mind to see if they heard anything. Because he might just go,
or
not that I heard something, but I couldn't figure out what it was either.
Did one of your guests attempt to break into my house?
Yeah, that
I
would
saw
be
you had
awkward.
Some people over. Did someone try to break in?
Because it was like, sure, we did, like, but that. We couldn't get in. Your house is
we thought
so
it would be fun. Hey, Carol, want a beer? No. Like, you guys.
We tried. We just couldn't get there.
I'd be like, okay, I'll have a beer. My nerves are shot now. I could use it. So I don't know what it was. I have no idea, but it scared the crap out of me. So let's go to our first story of the day. It says, I've been listening to the show for a while. I really love everybody's stories. This story happened years ago, and I lived in a small apartment by myself. I don't live there anymore, but I stayed there for a few years, and for the most part, it was a pretty normal place. It was one bedroom in an older apartment complex, nothing fancy. It was affordable and close to where I needed to be at the time, so it worked out great. Around the time I moved in, there had been a couple of actual break-ins in the complex. From what people said, two apartments had their doors forced open while tenants were out during the day. Nobody got hurt, but it definitely made everyone a little more cautious. People would talk about it when you ran into them outside or in the laundry room. Management sent out notices reminding everyone to keep their doors locked. So that was in the back of my mind during those first few weeks of living there. There were also a few little things in the apartment that I never quite knew what to make of. Nothing that scared me, just odd enough that I noticed. A couple of times I thought I heard someone moving around in the living room while I was in the bedroom. I'd get up and check, and nobody was there. Once or twice, I woke up in the middle of the night thinking I'd heard someone talking somewhere in the apartment. But when I was fully awake, it was quiet again. I brushed it off, new place, new sounds, that sort of thing. The one thing that really stuck out with me happened one afternoon not too long after I moved in. I'd been out running errands most of the morning, came home pretty tired. I remember putting on a DVD. That was a while back. Just for background noise, laying down on the couch for a little bit. I figured I'd watch TV, and then I must have fallen asleep. At some point, I half woke up, that state where you're not fully awake, but you're aware of what's going on around you, and I heard a voice. It sounded like a young girl, and it was close enough that it seemed like she was somewhere in the living room with me. The voice wasn't loud or angry, anything like that. It just said very clearly, "Did you lock the door?" That woke me up right away. I opened my eyes, looked around the room. Nobody was there. The TV was still playing the DVD. The apartment looked exactly the way it had when I fell asleep. First, I thought maybe I had just dreamt it, but it didn't really feel like a dream. It sounded so clear. Then I realized something that made it even stranger. I had not locked the door. Normally, I was pretty good about that, especially after hearing about the break-ins people were talking about. But that afternoon, I'd come home with my arms full of stuff from the errands I'd been running. I must have set everything down, turned on the TV, and never went back to lock it. So I got up off the couch, walked over to the door. Sure enough, it was unlocked. And I remember standing there for a second looking at it. Then I locked it, did the usual thing where you check the whole apartment, even though you know nobody's really there. Nothing. The place was completely empty. What stuck with me about it wasn't just hearing a voice. It was how normal it sounded. It didn't sound creepy or threatening. If anything, it almost sounded concerned, like someone reminding me of something I'd forgotten. After that day, there were a couple of small things that happened in the apartment, but nothing clear like that. Once I thought I heard a short laugh somewhere behind me when I was in the kitchen, but when I turned around, it was quiet. Another time I heard what sounded like someone in the living room when I was in the bedroom, but it didn't feel aggressive. It didn't feel scary. After a while, those little things stopped happening. I ended up moving out of that apartment a few years later, and nothing like that has ever happened to me again anywhere else I've lived. But I still think about that afternoon sometimes. It was such a simple thing, just a voice asking a question. And if that voice hadn't said anything, I probably would have stayed asleep on the couch with the door unlocked. I don't know what it was or why it happened. Maybe it was just that half asleep state where your brain does weird things. I am open to that explanation. Still, the timing is what I can't quite explain. All I know is that after that day, I made a point of locking my door every time I came home. Thanks for the show and taking time to read this. That is from Alex. That's kind of what we were just talking about.
It kind of is. And what do you think? Do you think this was maybe a guardian spirit, some sort of protector that stepped in to because the door needed to be locked? Or do you think it was the subconscious saying, did I lock that door?
Yeah, and it could be that, because it could be you're kind of asleep and then you start just like a stress dream or anything else. Like, did I do that? Did I remember to do that? And then it shows up in a dream. Could be that. But I love the idea of it being something paranormal that's just concerned for him.
I do too. And the reason being because there were a few little other things. Like a weird laugh, or you thought you heard somebody, or.
And when you live in an apartment building, you can even justify those things as maybe it was like something in the next apartment.
Or the one above you or below you, or.
You know, those sorts of things. Maybe it could be something like that, but it just feels kind of sweet to me. Like.
And it quit doing it.
Yeah, it just did it that one time to him.
And then it. Like the other things happened some, and then it quit. So if that would not explain it, if it was just that sound traveled or the footsteps you would hear from other apartments or something, it should continue to do that.
Well, maybe those people who had been doing the break-ins were in the neighborhood And something was like, lock your door. And
yeah, well, so, some help that would be, because they said at the beginning that it wasn't just, they broke the doors in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that lock isn't going to help a ton, if that's
well, depending on the lock, the other people might not, you know, they might have a deadbolt, maybe two locks. And
maybe
I'm trying
that
to
would
think
be
when
better.
We got broken into, we did not have the deadbolt locked because we just left for the day and just locked the handle.
Yeah.
Maybe had we locked the deadbolt, it might have been a little bit harder, but I still think they kicked so hard that the door frame.
That's what I'm saying.
Replaced.
It sounded like it was more like that.
Yeah.
When these two break-ins occurred. So I'm not sure a regular just lock the door was really going to keep these guys out. But
you like know. To think it will anyway.
Yeah. Good God. That's so scary, though. I get it. I'm going to go with something protecting Alex. That's what I'm going to go with it.
I just, that part of me just wants that to be what happened.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's kind of cool if that's the explanation for it.
Because I have that happen now and then where just a voice from outside of me says something and I know it wasn't me.
But he was in that weird dream state where it could have been a dream. It could have been any number of things.
Could have been, but he felt like it wasn't. And he actually attributed it to a little girl.
But I like how he said he's open to the explanation of the half-asleep state. You have to live with it. You know, maybe it's easier for him to live with if he just thinks it was a dream state.
Well, whichever one works, I personally think something was protecting Alex.
I like that idea. Because that is such a specific thing to say. Did you lock the door? Nope. Well, let's go to this phone call.
Hi, my name is Gina Perez. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. I have a story. Basically, it started when I was a kid. And something's been around for a while now. But it kind of got to the height of existence when I was in college, sophomore year. Lived in a dorm. They were pretty old dorms. I think they were built back in the 60s and at Arizona State University. And in this particular dorm, I lived by myself. And it was definitely very quiet living by myself. At the same time, I had felt this entity around me all the time. I did used to do the tarot cards. I've been doing them since I was like 12. And I stopped them. Now I stopped them. And back then I was very active with it and it just started getting stronger and stronger. I would wake up feeling like I was getting strangled, seeing shadows at the corner of my eye. So, I decided enough. It was really scaring me and it was to the point where I wasn't even scared anymore. I was just pissed off. And, it started yelling. It started yelling and I started saying, no, this is my ground. I'm standing my ground. You go away. You don't pay the bill. You don't, you know, you're not alive. So leave me alone. You know, I'm not that much, you know, I'm not that much of a loser to be picking on someone, you know, just go away. And it went away. About a year later, went on a trip with my friend, came back and she decided, hey, spend the night in my dorm, which is the same dorm I was in. But I was living in a different dorm that year. She said she wanted me walking across the campus at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I said, okay, I'll stay. And I had completely forgotten exactly what happened in that dorm. And I'm falling asleep, wake up in the middle of the night, like 1:30 in the morning, and I see a black, spidery figure above her bed on the other side of the room. And it seemed to notice that I moved. And it looks at me, and then it just, in a flash, just decides to manifest in front of me, on top of me. And I hide under the covers, and it was terrifying, just because of the fact that it all of a sudden, all those memories came back, and I was literally in the same building I used to live in. Ever since then, I stopped the tarot cards. I'm not particularly religious. I just started working on positive psychology, becoming as positive as possible. And it's all subsided. So it kind of feels like a really bad dream instead of actual reality, but I know it's happened. I have a lot of other stories too, but those were the main ones I wanted to say. Thank you.
You know, I do think when you're in, when you're letting yourself be more open to things.
Yeah.
I think more things can come through, and it's like she's shutting it down, you know, and I, and I get that. And I think that's a healthier place for her to be.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, a lot of people can do tarot cards, but I also think tarot cards, Ouija boards, all those sorts of things that might help to open up channels, right, to the afterlife or to through the veil, let's say. When that happens, I think there are people that have the ability to stop it, to close things down and so forth. But I think you kind of need to be a professional, need to be trained in that so that that can happen. And maybe it sounds like she's sensitive enough that she was able to actually do it, but maybe needed more guidance on how to close things out so that they weren't happening. Now, with that said, did it have anything to do with the tarot cards at all? Because she saw this entity in her friend's dorm room, same building. So maybe it's just there. And the way she was able to shut it down the first time when she was living there was to talk to it and say, done, leave me alone, I've had it. And that does seem to be a method that does work for quite a few of our listeners, to just take it on and say, hey, we got this conversation here. Work for her. So what I'm wondering is, did it ever have anything to do with that?
Because
other people seem to be having it happen.
But I also get, even if it's happening to other people, the fact that you've had experiences and you don't want them, I think that's a good approach.
Oh, no, I'm totally with you in that way. I'm just saying maybe it wasn't this channel that was opened as much as there was something haunting the dorms.
Oh, I think there was. And,
you
know, I just think it would be weird to have an experience and then be able to go back to that place where you did experience something.
And there it is.
And there it is again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, I think her new approach to kind of shutting herself off to it is probably a good idea for her.
I think so. And like I said, it seems to be something that works for a lot of people. I recently used it where I just had to stop and say, hey, you can't be knocking on the door in the middle of the night, scaring the crap out of me.
Yeah, no shit.
And it really has worked so far. Now, you know, we'll see, but
I do think it's good to put your foot down, not just with the paranormal, but in a lot of situations.
Yes, absolutely.
I do have one more quick phone call. Let's give this one a listen.
I have a quick story. It didn't happen to me, but it happened to my cousin, and my mother and grandmother were there, and they were a little spooked out, so they told me about it. They were in New York, in my cousin's house that she grew up in. She actually bought it from my uncle, and my grandparents would come there for the holidays with all of us. And my grandfather passed away about 8 years ago now. And about 2 years after he passed away, they were in my cousin's room, and they have a music box that he gave my cousin when she was little. You know, where you open it up and it has a little dancing girl on it, you know. Well, it stopped working probably 30 years ago. My cousin's about 45 now or whatever. It stopped working a long time ago. Well, they said, please send us a sign. They were praying to my grandfather in their room, saying, we miss you, love you, when they were looking at the music box. And they said, please send us a sign that you're okay. We all want to know you're okay. Well, we've asked many of times. I've asked myself, too. Never really had any signs from him. So I don't know what that's about, but all of a sudden, they walk out of the room, and the music box starts playing. The music box was still closed. It wasn't open, so those normally don't work until the top opens. So it started playing. I think that was definitely a sign. She was the firstborn, my cousin Sherry, so definitely think that because she asked and she might have been possibly the favorite, that he sent his sign to her. A little spooky, but very cool. My grandfather was a great man. Thank you very much. Love listening to your show, and I'll definitely call in with a few more little stories. I have actually one for myself later on. Thank you.
Okay, those little music box things, that's key to opening them. That's how they play.
That is the point. I thought of a couple things in this scenario. Because it wasn't open, did it just play for a few seconds and then it was done?
I don't know.
Or, like, did they run over and open it and then shut it and it quit? Like, I know that sounds stupid, but I kind of want to know how it quit. If there was something to it, I definitely think it was a sign from the grandfather.
I think
it was a sign for everybody because he knew that she would tell everyone about it. So that I don't think that, I mean, maybe he picked her because she was oldest, but I don't think it was because she was necessarily the favorite or whatever. I think he wanted everybody to know, and he knew she would tell everybody about the
and
music
it was
box.
Something that he had given her an opportunity. So when you're in the afterlife, I don't think like everything's an opportunity for you. I think that it's like, how can I get through? Aha, yeah. Maybe I can make that music box play. You know, I don't think it's like you can just do any old thing. And that, so
that's
maybe,
pretty creepy. Could you imagine?
Just the sound of it.
Exactly. Just be all of a sudden hear that music box go. That would give you chills.
But the fact that it was something that he had given her makes it more meaningful, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you. I don't think that it was just meant for her. It was like, because she wasn't the only one who witnessed it.
Yeah.
But I also get that feeling. It's like, dang it, I want to sign two. Why'd she get one? I didn't get one.
I get that.
But, you know, take it as the really, really cool story that your whole family can share.
Well, and take it as you didn't have to have that creepy music box go off. And now you have to live with the fact that it could happen anytime.
Well, hopefully she didn't get a music box. her cousin has the haunted.
But I mean, her cousin has this music box and it could happen. Who knows? Right.
I know.
Like, oh,
I've got one somewhere in the garage. It was a piano and you'd have to wind it up. So I don't know. That would be weird if I ever heard it because it's packed away. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. So if you want to leave us a voicemail, call in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, just become a premium subscriber. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARTMyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo. Brought to you by Argenix.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.